With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Children are so sensitive to the natural world. Sometimes all it takes is a single moment to alter the course of their lives. Lincoln Brower is now 83 years old, but he still remembers with perfect clarity a time one day when he was 6 and growing up in Northwest New Jersey. He was lying on his stomach in the grass, near where his parents were playing tennis.
In those days, the lawns were full of wonderful weeds and a diverse array of wild plants and caterpillars galore, and this little copper butterfly appeared on a clover blossom sipping nectar. And I got really interested in that butterfly, probably because I was lying down and really close to it, and I could see this gorgeous pattern on the wings.
On each of the fire-colored wings, there were 5 black marks arrayed almost like a code or a secret language.
It just struck me like a bolt of lightning, and I still remember it. And actually, the very first scientific paper that I ever wrote was on that butterfly.
During a distinguished academic career that took him from Princeton to Yale to Oxford and beyond, Brower cracked the code of the butterflies. He discovered not only what genes control the patterns on those coppery wings, but also the connection between the diets of monarch butterflies and their ability to survive predators by making themselves toxic to birds. Brower, now a professor of biology at Sweetbriar College in Virginia, is one of the world's leading experts on monarchs. It is a remarkable species that evolved a beautiful poison. Monarch caterpillars eat only milkweed plants, whose white sap makes the butterflies toxic to birds. Brower's research helped to confirm that blue jays, for example, that are attracted to the colorful orange, black, and white butterflies and eat them, vomit because of the toxins conveyed from the milkweed. So birds quickly associate the beauty of monarchs with sickness, and so avoid them. Over a half century of study, Brower wrestled with the puzzle of the insect's genetic memory. Monarchs are the only insect that migrate every year thousands of miles, from farmland in the upper Midwest to a single forest of fir trees in the mountains of Mexico.
They're flying back to Mexico, to the same areas, and in many cases the very same trees that their ancestors were on 4 generations previously. So how do they find their way back there, never having been there before? There has to be a genetic memory.
13 years ago, Brower correctly predicted in a magazine article that a then-new agricultural herbicide, Roundup, used in combination with genetically modified corn, would cause a catastrophic collapse of the monarch population. Since then, the herbicide has starved to death more than 90% of the monarchs by killing the milkweed plants that monarchs depend on. Roundup allows the genetically modified crops to live, but kills all the other plants and wildflowers, which imperils a variety of insects and animals and impoverishes biodiversity.
I will show you some pictures where Roundup is used, and it's like a desert. It's a sterile environment. It kills everything. There's not a weed, there's not a blade of grass, there's not a thing growing in those fields or on the edges of those fields when they used to be chock full of nectar sources and milkweeds.
In his final years, Lincoln Brower is on a mission to save the butterfly that inspired his career. He is working with environmental groups that have petitioned the federal government to classify the monarch as a threatened species. He wants them protected, even if he is no longer around to gaze in wonder at the marks on their wings. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.